Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this episode is all about asking the question, do you have a broke money mindset? Do you have a broke money mindset? And what are the four signs that you have a broke money mindset? What are the four telltale signs that you broke in your mind, right? Very simple. Did a post about this on Instagram, so I want to elaborate. Got a lot of traction. So I think a lot of people were happy when they went through that list. They're like, oh, thank God I went through the list. I didn't have a broke money mindset. So that was fascinating. So let me elaborate. So there's four things to look out for. The first one is if you've got multiple credit card debt, chances are you have a broke money mindset in the sense that you can't control your spending, which means you can't control the level of dopamine in your brain that you want to access. So you're not disciplined. You suffer from what I call disciplinitis, which is where you have no discipline. You're not a disciplined spender. Happens to everyone, including me. No one is immune to it. It's just how well you control it, I suppose. The second thing is you don't have an emergency fund. So you don't have this backup cash store that you can just draw on if something pops up. Like if you get a speeding ticket, if you get unhealthy or you haven't, you need to pay excess in a car accident or whatever it is that pops up out of the blue, the unforeseen things, you don't have any cash available to you to pay it, right? You don't have an emergency fund. Now, an emergency fund is, probably anywhere from, say, $3,000 upwards, okay? Equivalent to maybe 3 months' worth of wages too, right? So it could be $3,000 to $6,000. But it's emergency fund is where you just don't touch it. And if you do touch it, you obviously go and replenish it. So if you don't have an emergency fund, chances are you have a broke money mindset. The third one is your entire investment or strategy around growing your money is buying lotto tickets, okay, going for the big jackpot. And if that's your main investment strategy, you find yourself buying a lot of lotto tickets, chances are you've got a broke money mindset. You're swinging for the fences in something that is very unlikely to ever happen, and you're banking on that being, this is my get out of jail free card, this is how I'm going to retire, this is how I'm going to live my dream. If you're down that track, chances are you got a broke money mindset, okay? So what's the fourth one? The fourth one is you don't invest in your financial IQ. You don't invest in your financial IQ. So that means you don't read books about money. You don't take time to listen to this podcast, which you are. So well done. That's awesome that you're doing that. Or you don't seek out to pay for courses or invest in yourself when it comes to upping your money game or your job or investing in yourself, basically. A lot of people spend money on things and stuff. That's how they get all the credit card debt a lot of the time too. And then they don't invest anything in themselves, right? Most people, I would say largely out of people, pay the government in taxes far more than they invest in themselves, which is largely why you're going to find it hard to get ahead, okay? So if you don't invest in yourself, chances are you got a broke money mindset. So say that they're the four things, credit cards, no emergency fund, you buy lotto tickets as your main investment strategy, and you don't invest in yourself. If you're ticking all those boxes, then I'm really glad that you're listening to this podcast, because I want to help you overcome these money blocks or these old stories around money and these habits, these behaviors, because money is 80% behavior and very, very little how to. I've given people the answers. I'm like, go do this. And they're like, oh, okay. Is that easy? I'm like, yeah, is that easy? Turn around, too excited. They haven't done anything, right? Because money, it's behavior. It's how you approach your money game or your finances that actually matters, not about the how-to. Very simple money. Very, 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 very simple. I think people if you read a lot of money books, they're largely similar because it's very much the same process. The blueprint of wealth is largely identical from person to person. It's just, I think people are looking for an extra secret. What's the secret? What the reality is, it's just the same old stuff that's worked, in the principles that have worked for hundreds and thousands of years. About how to get wealth, spend less than what you earn, invest the balance, and be patient. That's it, really. But it's the behaviors that prevents people saving. It's the behaviors that creates debt. It's the behaviors that makes them invest in the wrong things. It's behavior that makes them sell too soon or try and trade. It's the behaviors that you know, end up spinning him off the rails with alcoholism or, you know, whatever it might be. So, look, it's all behavioral, this game. So if you've got those four things happening to you in your life and you've got a broke money mindset, it's just the behaviors that will get you through that. So listening to this podcast, reading things about money, getting mentorship or investing in, you know, books, courses, events, whatever it is, to move your needle, to change your thermostat and change your blueprint. If you're doing that, you're on the right path. Because once you crack it and you understand it and you develop those new habits, you'll be on the path to wealth. And once you learn how to do it, you know, you will, once you've defeated your broke money mindset and you've got a wealthy money mindset, you it's very hard to beat that, right? So
thanks so much for listening to this episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast. Shoot us a subscribe, leave us a review. I'll give you a shout out on my stories on Instagram if you leave a review, for sure. I really appreciate that. The show's growing and growing and growing and had some great feedback. So thanks so much to all of my listeners. Appreciate you guys. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Amazon, we're on Google Play, and now we're live on YouTube. So I want to make sure that everyone gets a great money education out there. So until next time, I'll see you on the next show of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.